A couple different times, Governor, in this conversation, you have alluded to how the problems that you're combating here from the state level preceded the Obama administration.
Right.
I notice, of course, that you have a bust of Ronald Reagan
right.
here over your shoulder.
Right.
I don't see a bust of George W. Bush in this.
You know, I don't know whether George got any bust done yet.
Well, my question to you is, you obviously, both the bust, but also the way you've talked, things you've said specifically,
right.
consider Ronald Reagan to have been a great president, somebody in whose image you
yeah.
would love to model yourself.
Right.
Do you consider George W. Bush to have been a great president?
At the end of the day, when the history books are written, I think George W. Bush will go down as a very, very good president, approaching great. I don't know yet, because I don't know if we've seen the, a year and a half after he's been out of office, maybe a little bit early to write George's history. But here's why he was an incredibly good president. Because this man kept America safe. This man, as the President of the United States, made some of the most difficult decisions that a sitting president ever makes. To go to war, a war that is now going on 8 years long. So from that perspective, anyone who is not a rank political hack, who has an agenda and looks at this president's efforts, there are two things that I think people judge presidents on: their safety and the economy.
Right. Well, let me ask you about that. So when you were campaigning for Rudy Giuliani in Iowa during the OA campaign,
right.
you said, I think the exact quote was, George W. Bush was never a fiscal conservative, never was.
Right.
You still believe that?
Right. I don't think fiscal conservatism in the sense of that being your main focus day in and day out and cutting spending and looking for ways to make government more efficient was something that George particularly focused on, not as governor and not as president.